Checking in now on America's Radio Newsline. With us is Ken Blackwell, senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union and author of the book Resurgent, How Constitutional Conservatism Can Save America. Ken, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you both.
So yesterday, Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa Jr. making some comments, getting a lot of talk on all the cable shows today. What's your take on those comments?
Well, I think it's consistent with the reality of Barack Obama. Metaphorically and politically, President Obama will cut your throat in a Chicago minute. You know, his Mr. Nice Guy routine just goes to prove he's a better actor than President Ronald Reagan was during his stint in Hollywood. And so I think the language coming from Mr. Hoffa is very Chicago-style politics, and given the White House's silence, along with the silence of the Democratic leadership, I mean, this is a script that they have sanctioned.
Well, Mr. Blackwell, the Tea Party, obviously not on good terms with the president. They have said a lot of very bad things about the president. They obviously want him out of office.
Well, the Tea Party has said, and I go around the country to two Tea Party events and rallies. They have been very straightforward in their attack on his policies. They think that the joblessness, the indebtedness of the country are a direct result of policies that are anti-capital, anti-business, anti-growth, and therefore give way to this high unemployment and high indebtedness. So, yes, they have been very, very critical, but much to the dismay of a lot of the leadership within the Democratic Party and the mainstream media, you don't hear this sort of violent language that was exhibited by Mr. Hoffa yesterday.
Well, but Mr. Blackwell, first of all, Mr. Hoffa's a Teamster, so I think it's in their code that they have to use profanity. and then I think occasionally they have to spit. They have to do that at least once per press conference. But when
and scratch under their arms.
Under their arms is just fine, as long as that's where it is. But when he said take them out, I heard that as take them out of the politics because he believes the Tea Party is anti-union.
What I really have a difficult time understanding is if, in fact, that was acceptable language as being sort of run-of-the-mill language for political speak, then when people talk about targeting races and things of that nature, you know, why is it that the left says, you know, we need to get words like targeting, you know, words like bullseye, on this race and on this candidate, why should that be unacceptable? But language like "take them out" is embraced and considered to be beyond criticism.
Well, but you do have Sarah Palin had that website with the crosshairs and things like
absolutely.
That. So
and she told Dr. Lohr to reload. That's talking guns.
I think we could keep going back and forth and finding examples on both sides.
I would agree. That's my criticism is that I didn't take it that when Sarah Palin was talking about, you know, this race is in the crosshairs, that she was talking about some violent act against the opposition party in that targeted district. You know, but the critics of her have remained silent with, you know, Mr. Hoffa.
Well, that's just politics.
That just drives voters crazy.
Yeah, well, that's it. Now I think you're getting to a point where if you really look at the polls, and I don't care which one you look at, a lot of folks are fed up with everyone in Washington, D.C. because of this political non-speak and non-action.
And that's why this race is not going to be won inside of the Beltway. It's this race is going to be won across the country inside the two coastlines. And the candidate that begins to understand that people want to go back to work. People want a respect for the rule of law. People want that sort of civility and camaraderie that has been characteristic of the American way reflected in their leaders. That person's going to win because the president's going to have a very difficult time,
Mr. Blackwell,
overcoming his economic woes.
We're up against the clock. We appreciate your time. We'd love to have you back again sometime. Ken Blackwell, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Good to be with you.